This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So the globalists are destroying the nation states. And so last week on the BBC, it's a trans model named Burger Dork, I'm not kidding, saying that England's just too bad, get rid of it entirely, there's no way to fix it, just demolish the culture. That's called a takeover. Okay. Now, how about you stop trying to dominate our lives? But this week, it's this professor, again, government state-funded, trying to destroy the nation state, telling you how evil and racist America is, with an image of an American flag made up of the word racism behind him. Here it is.
British four-stars should take a knee during the national anthem.
Trying to kick off the race war in the UK.
After President Trump attacked NFL players who joined Colin Kaepernick's refusal to stand.
No, they attacked him for saying it was wrong.
He sparked a wave of protests.
He had his free speech.
The players stress that they are not protesting either the anthem.
And now the NFL's losing most of its money and going bankrupt.
And their right to freedom of expression.
So CBS.
But why not protest the flag? Racism is so deeply ingrained that it is part of the DNA of the nation.
Oh.
Britain is no different. The police may not kill as many black people, but is that only because they do not routinely carry guns?
Statistically, the rarest way for a black person to die is by cop.
Education and wealth that plagues African Americans is strongly felt by black people in Britain. All of this
injustice. No, liberalism plagues black people.
Direct legacy of the British Empire that often made its place in the world through genocide, slavery.
Britain was the first country to ban slavery. Everybody else did it. But you hope folks don't know that.
Many people are yearning to roll back the clock to when Britannia ruled the world.
Roll back the clock?
Rather than draping themselves in.
No, bringing in third world populations and then teaching them to hate everybody, that's rolling back the clock.
Should take a knee or clench a fist. The flag is not a symbol of pride, but oppression. An anthem praising the monarch is not unifying, but divisive. A nation that will not deal with the realities of its racism is not one that the children of the colony...
But then why do you want to come into the country so bad if it's so bad?
Never again will I stand...
Never again, like it's the Nazis. All right, that's enough. Good. Never again. Get the hell out of the country, you little globalist. Now, let's go to the other delicate genius pushing race baiting and everything. The trans, because, you know, we can't have mothers and fathers. We can't have sexes. We got to confuse everything and then weaponize it. Here is Bergendork up there telling you that England is pure evil.
Britain, no doubt, is a country that likes to think of itself as inclusive, but that depends where you're standing.
But there's never a good enough. Do as I say. I run your life.
Me, as a transgender mixed-race person, we live in a deeply racist society.
Yes, and I'm your boss. I will tell you what's good and what's bad.
The government's race audit for England identified discrimination against people of color in many of our institutions, ranging from...
And if you go to most areas of Africa, blacks will hack you up with machetes.
Does this surprise you? It's old news to me and almost a bad joke to identify it now. It's something that we've known for years, but the political will has not been there to deal with it.
Now we've got to make you guilty and beat you over the head.
Why should we expect anything else from a country that's built its success on the enslavement of non-white?
You got mega banks taking everybody over. They're conquering everybody right now. The corporate morgue's here taking over. It wants us to fight with each other. This is what's happening. We're being colonialized by globalism. We're being totally enslaved. Anything that was good before is being removed.
And people like me who call out racism would be listened to.
Call out racism.
Or threatened.
Hey, you are. You're force-fed by state-run media. That wants to totally conquer the people.
Improvement for people of color. They need to understand that racism is not learned.
Oh, see, only improve for people of color. Racism.
Or unconsciously passed down through privilege. The uncomfortable truth is that the white race is the most violent and oppressive force of nature.
Oh my gosh, whites are inherently evil. Total, complete racism. Did you just hear what that lady said? Or that man? Or that creature? literally just said whites are the most evil thing on earth. What if I said trannies are the most evil force in the universe? I don't literally believe that, but see how bigoted you are, thughead? You thug with a wig on?
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
These conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
But to get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones is a lunatic.
And if at that point somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones, well, they were looking for him speaking about that evening.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars went even further.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a
racist. InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars. InfoWars.
Right now, the war is the InfoWar.
You watch InfoWars?
I got a chair going.
Looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com. I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now well into the second hour, and joining us is Catherine Austin Fitz. She publishes the great magazine, The Solari Report. Of course, I'm not going to go over her whole bio, but I wanted to get her on to get into the state of the economy, the Federal Reserve, Trump summoning Yellen to reportedly try to find her replacement. And now, of course, we have Trump saying they're not going to loot Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to fund Obamacare, something that Catherine Austin Fitz has talked a lot about. Catherine is the president of Solari, Inc., incorporated publisher of the Solari Report and managing member of the Solari Investment Advisory Services, LLC. Captain of Service, managing director and member of the board of directors of the Wall Street Investment Bank, Dylan Reed & Co. Is assistant secretary of housing at Federal Housing Commissioner at the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development in the first Bush administration and was the president of Hamilton Securities Group. Catherine operated close to over $25 billion of transactions and investments to date and has led portfolio and investment strategy for $300 billion of financial assets and liabilities. Catherine graduated from the University of Pennsylvania and Wharton School, same place as Trump, and studied Mandarin Chinese and Chinese University of Hong Kong. And she, again, joins us to get into a bunch of issues that I want to cover, but she wants to get into something even bigger than what's happened at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. $21 trillion missing from U.S. accounts at DOJ, Department of Defense, and HUD, and that's even mainstream news, but it's just back of the paper. ConCon, how they want a constitutional convention, the dangers of a constitutional convention. We'll cover that with her in this hour and take some of your phone calls towards the end of the hour as well. But wow, what a time to be alive, Catherine.
Alex, I can't believe it. I'm talking to you, believe it or not, from Washington, D.C., a place I never come.
Wow.
So I'm right in the center of Mordor where all the money is going missing.
Well, let's talk about that, because two days before 9/11, it was reported that $2-plus trillion was missing. CBS reported it from the Pentagon. Then it was $4-plus trillion later. And then now the numbers I'm seeing all combined, we're talking about $20-plus trillion?
Well, actually, Alex, coming into 9/11, it was $4 trillion, and I was working with a great investigative reporter here in Washington who was about to break a huge story in a magazine that gets delivered to all the congressional and Senate offices on September 15th. And it was last work with her editor the weekend before, and then that Monday, when Rumsfeld came out and did his sort of limited hangout of the $2.3 trillion, I made the mistake of saying to her, nothing can stop this story from going mainstream now. And, of course, the next day was 9/11, and so it got buried. But what has happened, and it started in fiscal 1998, the federal government has been in very significant violation of the laws related to its finances, both constitution and financial management laws. And one of the symptoms of this is that every year there are significant what's called undocumentable adjustments. So it's transactions that aren't approved in appropriation, or you can't prove are approved in appropriation and are not transparent as they're required to be. And it's been going on for literally since 1998. But then in 2015, Department of Defense reported $6.5 trillion undocumentable adjustments, which is 10 times its budget. And then HUD, almost, I think, $300 billion, again, many multiples of its budget. And it's normal in an accounting operation to have some small percentage of undocumentable adjustments. It wouldn't be considered material. But this is the equivalent. The work was finally audited and documented by Dr. Mark Skidmore from Michigan State University. And we finally loaded up on my website, if you go to missing.solari.com, we loaded up all the government documents for every year for both HUD and DOD, because what happened was Dr. Skidmore, who's a full professor of state and local government, heard me talking about the $6.5 trillion, and he said, that has to be wrong. I'm going to prove it wrong. And so he dug into the documents, and then he called me, and he said, oh, my God, you're right. How can this be? And so this is very significant for two reasons. One is it's a tremendous amount of money, $65,000 per person. And when you have the president and Congress saying we don't have enough money for health care or this or that, I beg to differ. If we weren't disappearing $65,000 per person, we would. That's number one. But the other thing is, when we're going to discuss significant changes in the budget, a great deal is being made out to make the general population profligate and wrong, and they should take responsibility for this. That's the danger of a balanced budget.
Sure, exactly. Well, let's get into that in the next segment and ask, how we fix it. But I want to ask right now, we always hear about the $20 trillion deficit, but that's only what's currently owed on the books. Explain to folks, because if they're new listeners, this was in CBS News, ABC News, back when it was $2 trillion, then $4 trillion, then $6 trillion, then $10 trillion. Right. I mean, you see it occasionally, but it's like this whole other giant thing that's hardly discussed. It's not denied. Explain to people what it is and where you think it's going.
Well, what it is imagine if you got a report from your bank that you had $1,000 less in your bank account than you showed in your checking account register. And instead of figuring out what went wrong, did money not get deposited? Is money disappearing? You just wrote an item that said undocumentable adjustment, and now they balanced. So the way the government has balanced the books at the end of every year is to just write these undocumentable adjustments, which I would say is illegal. You can't be spending money that you can't document is in compliance, has been approved by Congress, is appropriated under the variety of mechanisms. So, this is basically illegal. If a company did it, the stock exchange would shut them down. Investors would shut them down. The problem is the federal government can continue to sell bonds in the markets, whether they're in compliance with the laws related to their finances. The New York Fed member banks are executing these transactions. It means that the banks and the contractors who run the payment systems are affecting illegal transactions, and Congress is tolerating that. And here's the reality. Crime that pays is crime that stays. If we want to stop the corruption, then we need the money to be run according to the law. And that's why this is the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
I've seen Rumsfeld ask this in Congress before by Cynthia McKinney back when she was there, and he didn't even deny the trillions are missing. I mean, where is it going?
Well, that's the question, and you know, there are many possibilities, and I think some of it is clearly going for black budget operations. But I will tell you, from 1995 to 1995, the Fortune 500 revenues tracked with the GNP, and then suddenly, starting in 1996 with globalization, they exploded. They exploded and grew much faster. And I think a lot of that is coming out from government money. So
let's talk about that exactly. Just like China admittedly props up their stock market, the globalists are using American black money to basically manipulate markets worldwide and then siphon even more off for black budget breakaway civilization projects that make the Manhattan Project look like your kids playing on Christmas morning with a set of Tinker Toys. We'll be right back with the key.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Catherine Austin Fitch is a consummate insider who's worked at the highest levels of the Clinton administration and others inside HUD. And the information that she's been breaking in the last almost 20 years since she went public has been the heart of much of what we know about the whole shadow global finance and economic system worldwide. There's over $21 trillion missing outside of the $20 trillion national debt. That's 41 plus trillion. Not to mention all the obligations. What's really going on? Where is the money going? Well, it turns out it's just like communist China props up and manipulates their stock market. The same thing is happening now, but for special interest. And what's Trump's big crime? He's actually directing some of that largesse back towards the people and turning the economy back on. That's made him big enemies of the globalists because they want to use the control to consolidate power and have austerity for us while they live like kings. But a bigger question is, if Trump is successful, talking to this great researcher and economist, is what he's doing tenable long term? If he doesn't get the tax cuts and then doesn't cut the spending, and how could he ever shut down this private corporate looting of the Treasury? No wonder they hate him so much. So we'll get her take on, is Trump a good guy or a bad guy, and why is the establishment so mad at him? Catherine Austin Fitch, please continue.
Well, Trump is in the sort of in the middle of this term because if you look at his first 3 months in office, he was very much about moving power back to local areas and the Make America Great Again plan, Alex. The challenge is from April 1st on, he's done a turn and there's a lot more about using the military and defense appropriations to keep the stock market juiced. So he's trying to serve both masters, and of course, Goldman Sachs and the Goldman Sachs guys are right in the heart of it. Now, Trump's answer for this is, let me get financial reform and tax reform, and then everybody wins. So he's trying to switch it, not as much in the military into both, but he's trying to serve both masters. I don't think he can do both. So,
but are you saying his heart's in the right place?
Well, I think if you look at many of his different policies, he's trying to do Make America Great Again, but it falls down in the budget. I don't think he sees now a way to politically switch the money, out of the central banking warfare model, and he's playing ball.
And let's be clear, because Goldman Sachs made, 37% more just this year than they ever made before, record profits, but still they're waging war because they want the control for themselves. They don't want a bigger economy for everybody. They want to have the only economy, correct? Because you've written a lot about that. So why are they so enraged at him despite the fact that he's forced them to change policies and it's only made them richer?
Well, but here's the thing. Well, they're not enraged with him. I mean, it was Goldman Sachs was instrumental in getting Trump elected. So, I think you have very significant corporate interests on both sides of that election, and Trump's trying to walk a very delicate line, because if you listen to him in Mnuchin, he's taking the position that the stock market is his metric, and the reality is the stock market is deeply, deeply dependent on the military activity.
Absolutely, but let me break this down. But if he doesn't prop that up, it all goes. We know it's parasitic. We know it stays. We know it's got big problems. But still, it's how most companies that employ people operate. And I know you're the expert on this, but let me get this. they gave 100-1 at Goldman Sachs the money to Hillary. I'm not disagreeing that once he got in, he brought some of them in to carry out his operations. I mean, that's what he's got to do. But I mean, how are you? Are you saying Goldman Sachs was really behind Trump?
Alex, if you look, as soon as the Wiener laptop, the FBI got court permission to use the Wiener laptop. So that week before, Goldman Sachs and Booz Allen started trading up dramatically. So a Trump election traded, a week before. So I think Goldman Sachs, usually the investment banks are on both sides, in these campaigns. But if you certainly see putting in Cohen and putting in Mnuchin, I would say that Goldman Sachs was at least on both sides.
Well, you're going to have plenty of time to break this down in the next segment. I really respect your view and research on this. Catherine Austin Fitz of Solari.com is our guest. Let me put it to you this way. Mainstream media, the corporate culture, the foreign governments, the Pope, the EU, the Communist Chinese, I mean, they are in a frothing war against Trump. From my research, it's a real war. I know he tried to bring in the establishment and compromise them for America, get them, to come in and say, hey, the water's fine, come on in. So I see him trying to co-opt them instead of the other way around, but still there's a frothing hatred of him, or is that just show?
Well, there are two things going on. There's tension in the deep state between the people who want to make sure North America is fine versus the people who really want to sacrifice North America to do the global empire.
There you go. You are so smart. That's it. He has a soft spot for America that they see as mentally ill. They see us as lazy and dumb. He wants to keep America dominant, and that's his crime.
No, but I think you have a lot of very capable people in the military and intelligence who understand that the banker's model is overstretched and in danger. And as risk managers, they say we've got to reground back into North America. So I think that there's a portion of the deep state who I would say is more conservative and wiser than the group backing Clinton. So I don't think this was the deep state against populism. I think this is two different factions in the deep state. And part of the challenge is, I'll be tough. Trump is under tremendous pressure not to do the Make America Great plan. He's under tremendous pressure to do, Make an Israel Great plan. And there's a real tension there. And part of it is the stock market, again, is very dependent on military activities. I mean, I don't think Trump really ended up planning on being an arms salesman for a dollar a year, but that's part of what happened. And so for all of us, what we need to do is how do we get what is healthy for counties and states in America to be good for the stock market and the stock market to be good for us on the ground, because we've been through a process of securitizing more and more of the economy into the stock market in a way that's hurting the basic economy. We're propping it up with government money. So you mentioned very rightly, we have $20 trillion of debt. Well, if I issue government bonds and then suck that money through the government budget and use it to make corporations wealthier in a way that's not good for the general economy, we end up exactly where we've ended up right now.
All right. I got a lot of my questions in there because I know what your views are on this, and I know they're accurate, and I wanted you in your own words to lay that out, but that's really it. There's another deep state that isn't out to get America that realizes that we're the heart of the Renaissance. We need to be rebuilt, not sold out on the altar of globalism. They're not even against the empire and total globalism and the rest of it. They're just not this sycophantic pro-China, pro kind of communist angle. And I know you also trained in China, that somehow sees America as an adversary, whereas we have elites saying, why should we kill the golden goose? Is that a good way to say it?
Yeah, so think of it this way. You have a group in the deep state who I think would like to optimize the wealth and well-being of 325 million Americans, as opposed to take Silicon Valley, re-engineer labor out of everything and make a few people rich and just say the rest are expendable.
Stay right there, because that what you just said is the absolute key to everything. If you want to see all the fake liberals, the drooling, wicked tech owners, they are the most ruthless, slave factory-owning, post-human-type folks, and they say they're liberal all day as their political cover. I'd say Catherine Austin Fitz is a real liberal. We'll hear from her on the other side. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Heard more important information.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Catherine Austin Fitz has managed $25 billion of transactions and investments just up until a decade ago. She's published Solari, the magazine at Solari.com. That's excellent. We get it right here at the office. She's been a managing director and member of the board of directors of the Wall Street Investment Bank, Dillon, Reed & Co., Assistant Secretary of Housing and Federal Commissioner for the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development under the Clintons, and became a major whistleblower on the first $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon. It's now $21 trillion plus going into this deep state apparatus. But when I talk about how you couldn't be getting more important information, did you just hear her? If you just joined us, I'm going to get her to now recap it because I was jumping in a lot because it's so important. Trump simply wants America to be prosperous as a command base for this major system. The globalists have decided to absolutely exploit people, what they call a breakaway civilization, replace us with robots to make us obsolete. As Bill Joy, the co-owner of Sun Microsystems, said in 1999, 18 years ago, in Wired Magazine. He went to a conference of 200-plus tech owners. They unanimously agreed to begin phasing people out, but first get them hooked up to virtual reality, get them so unhealthy and so drugged out that they sign waiver forms to basically be drugged to death after that. Now, this all sounds insane. This is the admitted plan. And all the virtual reality shows that are coming out in movies and Player One, Ready, all this stuff is their admitted plan, not my opinion. That's why the credibility of this broadcast goes up and up. Not that I'm that smart. I have the experts on. I read the globalist documents. I'm aware of their plan. Here comes Trump saying, we're going to build a world for humans. We're going to release the secrets of the universe that they already have found many of. We're going to deploy the technology to new development. The globalists are like, no, you're not. The tech giants pose as liberals and have the BBC churning out that Europe's evil and families are evil and all the rest of it to make us fight with each other in the final phase of the takeover. Go ask somebody, does Donald Trump own factories with suicide nets around them? No, Apple. Does Donald Trump make his people package more than 200 packages an hour, 200 boxes an hour, until their hands are bleeding his factories? No, it's Amazon. Does Amazon own its own apartment buildings, 300-square-foot coffin apartments, 200-square-foot, and charge you more per square foot than anybody else has ever been charged, but makes you basically live there to work for them in a sharecropper situation? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the truth is they're cold-blooded sickos, but they pose as liberals as their political cover because traditionally it was liberals that were against child labor. It was liberals that were against slave labor. They've taken over the global liberal movement with neoliberalism. So, Catherine Austin Fitch, you've got the floor. Recap what you've said. Lay out these facts for people so they understand what we're facing. And then you talk about the shadow global corporate system, where the $21 trillion has gone.
So, Alex, a process started 20 years ago. It's what I call the financial coup d'etat. At the same time the money went missing. What we've done is government has laundered, or through the governmental mechanism, we have laundered tremendous amounts of technology and tremendous subsidized low capital into the tech industry, including Silicon Valley. And what we've done is we've made it nearly impossible for small business to access competitive in the market cost of capital. A lot has been done to make sure this technology and capital didn't get to small business.
They use taxpayer money to finance a breakaway corporate civilization?
Well, you've used taxpayer money to finance a breakaway civilization through the black budget, whether it was the securities fraud that ended up in the bailouts or the missing money. But what you've also done is you've laundered, you've made it possible to pay corporations large amounts of money on government contract. They invent the most powerful black budget technology, and you let them own that, or you launder it into Silicon Valley. And so when you talk to the tech billionaires, which I have, they will literally say, well, we can replace all humans with AI and software. And what they don't understand is that they are massively subsidized by the government. They really don't understand it. They're just living in their little bubble. And what they don't understand is as soon as they achieve that, you know, they'll be thrown overboard too. So the reality is we've got to put small business back in the game, and we've got to put municipalities back in the game so that this technology really helps humans and makes a difference to the real economy. Because centralizing the economy shrinks the pie, and that is the source of inequality. It's basically the ability of selected players to operate consistently outside the law, financed with government money.
The ultimate discrimination. The ultimate discrimination. Yes. And then they admit in their white papers they distract us with all this culture war and fake stuff, and we should all be unified about equal access to the market, transparency, and having tax money used to build a platform for all of us, not for a bunch of spoiled, rotten, wannabe transhumanist, power-tripping Jeff Bezoses and Mark Zuckerbergs that call their users dumb effers.
Well, I haven't seen Bezos do that, but But the reality is what we need is a process where we go back to markets. In other words, we haven't had markets in this country for decades.
Sure, I was talking about Zuckerberg.
I call him Facebook, but
yeah.
So the reality is we need to get back to markets. And the problem you have is you've got a win-lose relationship now between information technology systems and the financial system and people and places. You've got to get that back into a win-win, because we don't need a win-lose the other way. We don't need to help people and then have the stock market crash and the money not make sense. So you've got a governance structure that has no integrity. You've got a information systems that have no integrity and a financial system that has lost a great deal of integrity. And what we're all talking about is how do you bring integrity? And what I'm saying is if you finance criminals doing criminal things that are killing you, you've got to cut off their money. And that's why I keep talking about enforcing the Constitution and holding the government accountable, because if you shut off that secret money, you know, that's being taken illegally, you have a way of turning this around, because you have one group of players who are operating outside the law, financed with our money, and whether it's the breakaways or the money rolling into Silicon Valley, you've got to address that, which is why I keep coming back to enforce the Constitution. There's an effort, instead of enforcing the Constitution, to change it, which I believe will basically tear up the Constitution. And that's what they have to do to keep all the money that they've stolen through the financial coup d'etat, whether it was the money in the bailouts, the missing money, or God knows what money is disappearing, you know, within the 30 miles around me as we talk.
You're right there in D.C., and that's why they're so arrogant.
Right.
That's why they're so angry, and that's why they want to destroy Trump, because he just has the idea of let's think humans have a future, let's make humans valuable, when really all they're trying to do is teach us that we're dehumanized and that we're bad, so we have no life force, so we have no survival instinct, so we just give up.
Well, remember, you've got, in these different groups, you've got basically the East Coast and the West Coast. So you've got D.C., Wall Street, Silicon Valley, and Hollywood. And when you talk with people in these groups, they really don't know. They see the bubble that they're in, but they don't see the whole picture. So you'd be amazed how many people who are in this thing, you know, who could go in a different direction if they had an honest map, which is why it's so important what you're doing with InfoWars. You're trying to give them an honest map. But I will tell you, there are a lot of people in the system who really don't see the big picture. A lot who are just going with the flow. And I hate to say this, Alex, the corruption around this in the general population is significant. It's not just,
absolutely,
you know,
we deserve what's happening to us. We have created the atmosphere and the climate to allow this to happen. Solari.com, Catherine Austin Fitz, one of the smartest people out there. This is really just an emergency transmission to humanity. I don't want to just live for today. I want to live for my children and grandchildren. I see how far humanity's come, all the things we've done together. And people ask, why am I so excited? Why do I have so much energy? It's because when you realize that there are a few psychopaths on top who do know what's going on and think they're going to fight over who has the final AI control, just as Catherine said, you realize what the stakes are. We got to go to break. We're going to come right back to Catherine. She's going to get to this big point she's got. And then she's going to talk about more solutions. And like she said, Constitution, Bill of Rights, bring back transparency. But the bigger thing she talked about is waking people up, getting people involved, letting people know they have value to expose this program that is such a fraud. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. I'm Alex Jones, and if you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Ladies and gentlemen, people ask why I get so excited, why I'm jumping in over my guest, why I'm so concerned, because I've read hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of white papers 20 years ago that I've listed and named many of them here today, where the top tech companies charted the future of humanity, and there is no humanity in that future. The ultimate anti-human racism, the ultimate elitism, saying they're going to transcend humanity with government-financed DARPA programs and the common mind of the people building their breakaway civilization that is designed to make people poor and stupid so they can be basically phased out, saving the earth from an infestation of humans. That's all this is. It's like an alien force came and did it, but it's our own species with psychopaths and sociopaths and control freaks in control. The only thing I disagree with Catherine Austin Fitz, who's a big insider on all of this, is she says a lot of them aren't conscious and don't know what they're doing. They just see their own bubbles and their own power grabs. But when you read a lot of their own admissions, they see where it's going. And there is a mad race, not an arms race, but a God race. As Ray Kurzweil said, the top futurist at Google, I don't believe in God yet. They know what they're doing. They know how dangerous it is. But in their mad lust for power, it's like robber baron meets mad scientist. They're willing to do anything. Catherine Austin Fitch, other points you'd like to make on that subject, solutions, where you see the Trump revolution going, other populist revolutions. I mean, as negative as some things are, there is a global human awakening to the centralization of power, to mainstream media, and to Hollywood, to the NFL. It seems to all be in massive decline.
So let me tell you the good news. The good news is if you look at the government flows, whether it's the credit, the money going missing, the budget, the reality, Alex, is if we run the government budget to prop up the stock market without thought to what's best for the economy, then you get a centralization of wealth, but you shrink the pie from what it could be. And the reality is if we turn it around and create a win-win relationship between people and places in the stock market, we can get a much bigger pie, which is what we need to do. We need to expand wealth. The problem with this model is it's shrinking it, you know, down into a few hands. And so the good news is it's possible. There's no economic reason why we can't. What it requires is a really major turn in the economy. Now, I posted up on my website notes to support this. I've got a wonderful piece called How to Enforce the Constitution, because what you need for the economy to work is you need law. What we've got is lawlessness and corruption. We need law. So the question is, how does each one of us working in our own lives get that? Well, there are a number of things you can do. The banks that are transacting the $21 trillion of illegal transactions, you know, if we all stopped banking at those banks and moved instead to an honest and ethical local credit union or community bank, is one thing we can all do. The second thing we can do is we can work with our state legislators to make sure we don't approve the state call for con-cons, or if your state has approved it, get it repealed. And then the third thing is, in the list that I posted at Solari.com, there are lots of ideas of how we can enforce the Constitution. And, of course, everybody's different. But if each one of us, and here's the other good news, Alex, it doesn't take everybody. If 5 to 10% of the people who want to act, it can make a huge difference, particularly if more are just willing to move their bank. You know, one of the reasons that people go along with this is they watch the general population supporting the criminals. I mean, again and again and again, you and I have both experienced the extent to which the general population will put their money in their banks, turn on their media, put their advertising dollar in their media, buy from them. If we will just shift, it's the safest thing in the world to do, just shift the money. Ellen Chapman, the attorney who wrote J.P. Madoff about J.P. Morgan's complicity in Madoff, estimated in her book that directly or indirectly, 50% of Americans bank at J.P. Morgan Chase. Why? Imagine tomorrow if everyone shifted their money. It would ring huge bells in Wall Street and Washington. They'd come to their knees and they'd start changing.
And so you're talking about, we have the ballot box, the grand jury box, the cartridge box, the soap box, but we've also got voting with our dollars, with our feet.
Absolutely.
Look at Hollywood. Look at the NFL. That power is the greatest power. It's why the elites want to get rid of the free market system. They want to use it to get control, a limited free market, a crony system. But once they've gotten control, they want to pull up the levers. They want to get rid of competition because they know that people can turn against them, and it's beginning to happen. You're absolutely right.
You did a fabulous interview with Aaron Rousseau, which I keep republishing on my website. I use it in presentations, where Aaron explained to you the banker's goal is to chip everybody. It's the mark of the beast. And now with the rollout of cryptocurrencies, that's exactly what they're, you know, they're getting all the freedom fighters to prototype their control system.
And China has effectively brought in a cashless system. Sweden's making you get a chip to get on trains. It's here.
Right. It's here. And so, you know, the thing I try and communicate, yes, I've worked at the top of Washington. Yes, I've worked at the top of Wall Street. These folks believe in slavery. One of the reasons the African-American slave trade was canceled was the bankers had no way to perfect collateral. Digital technology changes that. And the reason I keep hammering on now is the time, we've got to do it now. If we don't get the turn in the next 1 to 5 years, the reality is where they want to go is replace all the humans with AI and software. chip us all, and there you are. It's slavery. It's that, you know, if it goes the wrong direction, it's that bad. We have nothing to lose by acting. Whatever risk you have to take, boy, is it worth it.
And even if someone's not a Christian, you can look at how they're using it as an archetype, Revelation, Daniel, all of it, as a total control system. So even if you don't believe, you know, that this is real, they're constructing it, they're using it as a blueprint, so they're manifesting it and making it real.
Right, but it's you have to understand they're not only looking to control you physically, they're looking to literally control your mind. You're talking about implementing a system that can deliver and does deliver entrainment technology, subliminal programming. I mean, imagine another 20 years of more aggressive technologies. We know that they have, you know, literally technology that can place thoughts into your head.
Oh, yeah, so the smartphones are programming people. The flicker rates, that's been declassified. Incredible.
Right.
Catherine, I know you're a busy lady. Solari.com. Everyone should get your magazine. Give it to everybody. Everybody should send your website out. Please. We've got three new shows we're doing, and we're launching more broadcasts here. So thank you. I'd love to get you to be a regular contributor whenever you want to come on. God bless you, and I look forward to talking to you very, very soon.
Very good. I'm a huge InfoWar fan. It's always a pleasure to be on. Thanks, Alex.
Well, thank you. Solari.com. Catherine Austin Fitch, thank you so much for all you do. Wow. What an amazing lady. And again, folks, I can't help but start frothing when she's on because this is all real. I mean, if I saw my neighbors getting mugged and I couldn't do anything and I was tied up, I would be really freaking out. If I was a dog and saw my neighbors getting robbed, I'd be barking. I mean, I'm really upset because this is an admitted plan. How do you think we just continue to predict everything that's going to happen? Because the globalists are running an operation. We're aware of it. And the good news is the fact that there's a world government's now known. The fact that it's authoritarian's now known. The fact that it's out to get us is now known. We're going to defeat this. It's going to be rough, though. I'm getting chills, though, right now because it's such an amazing time to be alive. And every one of you of every color, of every creed, all this race war garbage. The BBC program I played earlier where they said whites are inherently bad people. That's BBC television every week. Having black people tell you you're inherently evil because you're white. That's pure racism. But it's not the black people. It is the globalist media control arm wanting us all at each other's throats. It's so sick. The machines are taking over. The globalists are taking over. They're programming us to the television. We're all being hit with fluoride and GMO. We're all getting killed here. And I'm sick of it. Wake up and take action and fight back with what God gave us through Mother Nature. We got a bunch of specials that are ending today. The Caveman Bone Broth Ultimate Formula will end today because it's about to sell out. Supermel Vitality is 30% off despite the fact it's been sold out for a while. We just got it back in. Brain Force, the Great Nootropic, is ending this week, 50% off. Secret 12, high quality, 40% off. Survival Shield X2, 40% off. Biotrue Selenium, 40% off. You die without the X2 and the selenium. That's why they don't tell you about it. It's key for electrochemical activities. That's the brain. That's all your nerves. Biotrue Selenium, 40% off. Survival Shield X2, 40% off. If you'll just commit to sign up for auto ship so you support us each month, you can cancel any time to get an additional 10% off. But whatever you do, Anthroplex is the new special, 50% off. I forgot to tell you about that. We've never done that before. InfoWarsLife.com. You're financing a revolution here. We need your hopes, your prayers, your support, and spread the links to NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com now. It's a war. We believe in humanity. We believe in the future. We believe in our children. We believe in God. We hate the globalists, and we're never giving in. Third hour, your phone calls, a ton of news.
Hoplite Armor, the most advanced armor systems ever worn by man. Hoplite Armor, owned and operated by veterans, patriots, engineers, and industry experts. Hoplite Armor, developer of the world's first hard armor shoulder plate and one of the first to sell direct to civilians. Lightweight, affordable, certified by NIJ, and 100% made in America. Buy direct from HOPLITEArmor.com or 855-ARMOR-01. Use discount code 2017 for 10% off. Hoplite Armor. God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free product.